This is the 8th year for National Robotics Week, which is aimed at inspiring the study of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
It's really to get kids excited about robots for the purpose of encouraging them to go into STEM fields, and we want to support that.
On this day, Dr. Matt Johnson is my tour guide. He's been a researcher with IHMC since 2002, with an interest in making robotic systems more flexible, resilient, and effective through human-machine teamwork.
Obviously, we do a lot of robotics research here. We want to encourage the next generation because they're going to be our employees someday. So we want to get new and up-and-coming great minds to come work on robots with us. And the best way to do it is find them when they're young and get them excited.
This year's robotics open house will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. at IHMC's new robotics lab, which is located in the new Levin Center for IHMC Research. The 30,000-square-foot, $8 million facility was dedicated in September of 2016. At the event, tours of the robotics lab will be available, along with hands-on activities and demonstrations, including the Boston Dynamics Atlas robot.
Most of what we wanted to demonstrate with Atlas for the open house is walking stuff. So we've got a bunch of different terrains that we're going to mock up, and we'll have him walking over a bunch of new things that he hasn't walked over before. So that's kind of one of the things we wanted to showcase was Atlas and some new walking behaviors.
As a bipedal humanoid robot, Atlas is 6 feet tall. On the other end of the spectrum is Fast Runner, which is much smaller. It's a new bipedal platform inspired by some of the world's fastest two-legged animals. Johnson says Dr. Jerry Pratt has been leading the Fast Runner project with their robot modeled after an ostrich, which can run as fast as 43 miles an hour.
One of the things we learned from the DARPA Robotics Challenge was, you know, the state of the art in robotics is that they're still fairly slow. And so if you want them to get places and there's a sense of urgency, which there usually is in an emergency situation, you're going to need them to move faster. And so this is sort of focused on that.
So, in contrast to Atlas, Fast Runner has been designed with speed and efficiency in mind.
Since you have a single motor driving the motion, it's much more efficient than when you have, you know, a motor at every joint. This thing takes a whole lot of power. It's 480-volt, three-phase power. Basically, it's an oven connected to a refrigerator, so it takes a lot of power, whereas this will be much more efficient.
To demonstrate what Fast Runner can do, the robot is dropped into a plexiglass-enclosed, elevated treadmill that's been set at 9 miles an hour. Now, in addition to Atlas and Fast Runner, kids who attend the open house will also get a chance to check out the capabilities of unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, also known as drones. Today, research associate John Karf is at the control.
I have a small little quadcopter here that will probably be flying around during open house, and we have it transmitting video back. We'll have some screens up and some goggles for people to wear and look and see what the drone sees.
And so, while sitting at a desk in the robotics lab, Karf takes the quadcopter for a spin. Later, with the goggles on, I'm able to see what the quadcopter sees. At the end of the flight, the quadcopter camera is trained on me. The high-tech capabilities at the lab will be further on display with the simulation of a fighting robot called a Megabot. Matt Johnson says IHMC has worked on some of the control software and the user interface.
It's actually out in California. This robot is 14 feet tall and weighs about, I don't know, I think it's like 6 tons or something. It's huge. It's like a truck. So we will not have that robot here because it's enormous, but we will have the interface for it here and driving a simulation, and we will also have a virtual view of it. Upstairs we'll have a HoloLens, which is like virtual reality goggles, and when you look down through those windows, you'll actually see a full-sized Megabot in our lab.
Additionally, a flight simulator and spatial disorientation device will be demonstrated, as will IHMC's X1 MENA exoskeleton. This is a wearable robotic device that disabled pilot athlete Mark Daniel, a paraplegic, wore in a cybathlon competition last year in Switzerland. Daniel and the team from IHMC finished in second place.
Right now he's fairly limited to the types of terrains he can get over. We'd love to see him go hiking in the mountains. That's one direction we'd like to go. Another direction involves the humanoid robots. Atlas is aging, and as we just talked about, his arm having some difficulties, but we really wanted to redesign and build some new humanoid robots that are much more capable than Atlas, faster and more agile.
Johnson says he's excited about the future of the exoskeleton and robotics in general, adding that it's great to be able to share his passion for science and technology with interested youth.
That's a very rewarding part of this open house event, is just seeing the kids' faces, because they get super excited. It doesn't even matter if it works well or if it falls down. Sometimes when it falls, it's even more exciting for them.
The robotics open house at IHMC will be held from 4 to 7 Friday afternoon. On Saturday, the robotics team will pack up their wares for Robotics Day at the National Museum of Naval Aviation. That event, to be held from noon until 5, will include hands-on science kit activities from Pensacola Mess Hall and screenings of the film Robot. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.